The next category is something called anticipation builders. Have you ever noticed how you want to do something more if someone tells that you can't do it or can't have it? It's a little bit like a child when we were growing up before Christmas. The weeks before Christmas would be sheer, delicious agony awaiting to see all those presents unwrapped and the Christmas tree lit up. And every day that things became closer and more of the Christmas atmosphere would develop, the more excited the anticipation would build up inside. Why? Because it could not be gratified straight away. And the general principle is, as soon as you frustrate a response a little bit, it'll want to strengthen. In other words, it'll get stronger and stronger. So anticipation builders are little linguistic devices designed to create that. So you have words like gradually, eventually, in time, not yet, finally, in a moment, sooner or later, in due course, slowly. Notice how all these words and many, many more have the effect of slowing someone down, holding them back. The image I have in my mind is of a racehorse chomping at the bit, just wanting to get going, and the rider just pulling back, saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. Because then when you finally release all that built-up anticipation, it becomes very, very powerful. Now, anticipation builders can work really well in conjunction with action accelerators, because you build a lot of potential with the anticipation builders, and you release that potential when they're ready to go for it with an action accelerator. So notice how all these precision language patterns all work together to create a more powerful effect.